We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm JJ Grishnick Parsons. It's Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. Starting off with road closures, this weekend, beware of some blocked-off roads due to Illinois Race Weekend. Starting tomorrow, multiple roads will be closed to accommodate the many races in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy, including some streets on the university campus like Green Street, Florida Avenue, and Springfield Avenue. Bus routes will also be affected by the road closures, so plan to check with the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District website for any bus reroutes. If you plan to attend the marathon on Saturday, don't forget to stop by the WPGU table for some music and fun. For maps, race paths, and route changes, please visit illinoismarathon.com. Staying local, a new program launching here in Champaign-Urbana wants to keep your food scraps out of landfills. Just in time for Earth Day, Champaign County environmental stewards have partnered with Waste Not to create a community composting solution. Residents who participate will pay $15 per month and can drop off up to 5 gallons of food scraps at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana each week. This program aims to tackle a growing problem, the 133 billion pounds of food sent to landfills every year, leading to increased pollution and water waste. Participants can drop off any food or materials that were once living. Even pizza boxes and paper towels qualify. If you're interested in learning more, go to wastenotcompost.com/Urbana. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, enjoy a harmonious day in Champaign as the Illini Strings and the University of Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra take the stage to perform its spring concert tomorrow. Featuring students from all university colleges, both groups have a lineup from the String Orchestral Collection and Major Literature of the 18th to 21st Century. Led by conductor Dr. Rebecca McLeod, the concert will be held tomorrow at Folinger Great Hall at 7:30 p.m. You can purchase your tickets at krannertcenter.com. If orchestras aren't your thing, singer-songwriter Aiden Robinson will join WPGU 107.1 in the studio for a live interview and performance tomorrow afternoon. Robinson, who originates from Columbus, Ohio, is gearing up to support Andrew Montana on tour this May. The interview will feature an in-studio performance from Robinson ahead of his tour next month. The interview starts at 2 p.m. on WPGU and will be hosted by Adam Edwards. Finishing off with sports, for another Big Ten face-off, Illinois women's tennis is set to play Nebraska in the first round of the Big Ten women's tennis tournament tomorrow at 8 a.m. The 8th-seeded Illini and 9th-seeded Cornhuskers will have their match at Ohio State University to open up postseason play. With the conclusion of the regular season, Illinois ranked 55th. Also concluding the season, senior McKenna Schaefebier is ranked 58th in singles, while Alex Ju and Tess Booker are ranked 67th in doubles. If Illinois wins this match Thursday, they will advance to the next round and face Ohio State at 8 a.m. Friday. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Vinny Maximbull, Tristan Starzik, Zhaolin Liu, Ben Tuxhorn, and Sophie Van Sagi. From WPGU News, this has been JJ Grishnick Parsons.